This is the Lansing Fisher Body Historical Team. Today is May 2nd, 2006. It's approximately 10:30 a.m. We are in Vermontville, Michigan. And first, let's introduce the team.
John Fedewa.
Jerry Smith.
And I'm Cheryl McQuaid. Today we're going to interview Lloyd Wolliver. We are in his home in Vermontville. Would you please state your name and spell your last name for us?
Lloyd A. Wolliver, W-O-L-E-V-E-R.
And what is your address, Lloyd?
135 Washington, Vermontville, Michigan.
And are you married? Do you have children?
Yes.
Where were you born and raised?
I was born in Battle Creek. I was raised all over. Folks moved a lot.
And what did your folks do?
Farmer most of the time. Well, during the war, my dad worked in Battle Creek.
What is your educational level?
Well, I had high school and two years of LCC.
Lloyd, were you in the military?
Yes.
And what year did you hire into Fisher Body?
1950.
Was that like right out of high school or?
7 days after I got back from a senior trip.
Really? How did you know they were hiring?
Well, friends of mine was hiring in there at the time.
And what was the hiring process like?
Well, you just went down to employment office and put in an application.
No lines?
Huh?
No lines?
No. Well, there were a few there, but yeah, not no big lines like you have.
And so you hired him with a bunch of your friends from school, or?
Well, day after and stuff like that, yeah.
So you knew a number of people when you did come into the plant. Do you remember your first day walking into Fisher Body?
Yeah.
Could you tell me about it? Were you?
Yeah. I got assigned up to trim. First job I had was putting dash mats in. And I had a number of jobs putting, doing some sealer and trucking jobs around the corner. At the time, the tracks was all flat chains. So any turn you had to make, you had to push them around. And I sprayed red eye and put the deadener in jobs.
What is red eye?
A glue.
Oh, okay.
I call it, but real sticky stuff.
But the very first job that you hired in on was dash mats.
Dash mats.
Could you explain maybe a little bit about the process of putting in a dash mat?
Well, you had to sit on the floor in the job, put the dash mat up there, put your feet against it, and then find the hole with a scratch on, and then try to put these little forks in there. Hold the dash mat in, which was a little troublesome trying to find the hole after you found the hole with a scratch hole. It's hard to get them fish hooks in there.
And how many of those did you have to put in?
About 8 or 10 of them.
Really? And did you do every car?
No, every third car.
Oh, wow.
But it was hard to keep up.
Do you remember any of the other people on that team with you?
No.
How long did you do that job for?
Well, not too long. And then, I only worked in trim a year and a half. And I got laid off for a couple of weeks, and I got called back into cut and sew.
So you worked in the cushion room?
Well, I worked most of the time in the cutting room down in Building 9. Then I was a cutter when I got called to service.
So what all did you do in cut and sew?
Well, checker first.
Checker? What's checker?
Well, like in the cutting room, we the cutters would cut the material in patterns they laid out, dust it with chalk, and then cut them out, and then we'd tie it up and put it in the baskets to go to the cushion room and the door panels and all that stuff.
Oh, I was always under the impression that cut and sew and cushion room were the same place. Well, totally different areas.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Building 9 was the cutting room was in building 9, and the door department was upstairs in building 9. Door and convertible tops was upstairs. And then the cushion room was over in building 15.
So how long were you in cut and sew?
Till they went out in 1960.
Okay. So how many years did you work in trim before cut and sew?
A year and a half.
Yeah. And then you were in cut and sew. Could you explain maybe a little bit about the atmosphere of the plant? What was it? Was it clean? Were there different fumes?
I didn't think it was all that dirty. Fairly clean. Yeah.
Was there stock sitting all over, or did they have spaces for it?
Huh?
Did?
Well, it was more than it is today because they put it up to the line, you know.
Some of the people that you worked around, did you have any minorities working around you?
I don't recall, not in cut and sew, I didn't have.
Were there a lot of women there?
Yeah.
Were there?
Yeah. Women done run the sewing machines.
Were there any new hire initiations or pranks pulled on you?
No.
Did you pull any on other people?
No.
Yeah. What kind of things did you do for breaks and lunch? What type of things did you do at break time and lunch time?
You just sit down and had a bite to eat and get back up and go again because you didn't have that long a break. Didn't have it like I do today.
Do you remember the wagons being in there?
Yeah.
Could you tell me a little bit about having a wagon?
They had different things on the wagon, like cakes and cookies and stuff like that, coffee, milk.
Was it something that you looked forward to every day? Or?
Oh, yeah.
Did you ever go across the street to Harry's?
Not very often.
But you did know of the place?
I know of the place, yeah.
Many of your co-workers go across the street?
Oh, yeah.
Or?
Yeah, quite a few of them went over.
Did they have good food? Or back then,
Harry's?
Were they? Yeah.
I have no idea.
Did they have a cafeteria in the plant at that time? Or did they? After you left the cut and sew, where did you go then?
I went back to trim.
Did you?
When cut and sew moved to Livonia and Grand Rapids. I had a choice to go there, but I didn't really want to go with it. So I went back to trim. And I ended up in a water test repair.
That's a pretty good job, isn't it?
Yeah, it was a pretty good job.
What kind of repair did you have to do? Were there a lot of leaks?
Where the leaks was, you know.
What was a typical leak?
Windshield, back glass. There's quite a lot of them.
Did you view your co-workers as brothers and sisters?
Yeah, we all got along good, yeah.
Watched each other's backs and
tried to have a little fun as it went along, you know.
Now, I know you're a tinner. When did you and why did you get involved in the skilled trades arena?
I didn't want to work on a line all my life, so I applied for skilled trades.
Was that a lengthy application process? Or?
Well, it wasn't such lengthy there. I got called down for a test, 4.5-hour test. I passed that all right, but then when I got called down for interview, they said they would really like somebody with more experience in that type of stuff. Like blueprint reading and welding. I'd had welding in high school, but it had been a number of years. So I went to LCC and took that, and drawing, drafting. I got in skilled trades in 65.
How long after your interview process did you get into the...
Oh, was that within a year.
Within a year. And what trade did you go into?
I started out in the millwright. And and he was having a layoff, a cutback, and I was right on the bottom. There was a tenor retiring, and the superintendent called me in and wanted to know if I'd take that, because he didn't really want to lay me off. And so I ended up in a tin shop.
What does a tinner do in the plant?
All the duct work, anything to do with eighth-inch metal or thinner was tinner's job.
So you worked on the duct work. What else?
Well, we cut metal for the millwrights when they made different things, you know, and stuff like that. About 11 gauge and stuff for them.
In the main offices, they had like metal walls. Was that a tinner?
Yeah, we installed them, took them down, rearranged them.
Over and over and over.
Over and over and over, yeah. They always seem to have money to move them offices.
How many tinners were in the Fisher Body?
Well, when I went in there, there was only six of us, two on each shift.
So two on three shifts?
Two on three shifts.
Okay.
But then before I left, they had more of us. Only two on our shift. I never had more than two on our shift.
What shift did you work most of the time?
I normally stayed on the second shift. I didn't. Well, I had five houses that I took care of besides my own rentals.
Oh, so you had rental properties.
Yeah. So, you know, on the day shift, it's dark when you go to work and dark when you get home. You can't do nothing. Hardware and lumber yard to close right afterwards, so worked out better for me for second shift.
Has a coworker ever impacted your family life?
What are you talking about, impacted?
Made a lasting impression, done something special for you.
Not so much that I know of. You know, my partner I worked with the longest at the last there, he liked pie pretty well. I'd make my wife make a pie and take it in. It'd be a lemon pie. You say, I bet you can't make a peach pie.
Was that Joe?
No. So I'd duck the moment tell her so she'd make a peach pie. And she'd make
Jerry Smith, did you have friends in the plant that you did things with out of the plant?
Like, not a lot, no.
Not a lot?
No. I was too busy.
Yeah.
When you're working 7 days a week and got five rentals, you don't have a lot of time for social activities.
Did you participate in the department dinners? Did the tinners have a Christmas dinner, or was it a whole skilled trades dinner? How did they work that?
Most times all skilled trades dinner, yeah.
Did you spend, we know that you were in cut and sew and trim, did you spend any time in the body shop or paint departments? Even as a tinner, you didn't have to go out in those areas?
Well, I had to go out there and do work, yeah.
What did you
we
think of those
all
areas?
Over the shop.
Did you?
Yeah, we worked every place. From the roof to the basement. Most of the time we worked underneath the roof in the summertime when it's hot. And on top of the roof in the winter, it's cold. Seems like that's always the way it worked out.
What kind of work did you have to do on the roof?
Well, installed duct works, exhaust fans.
Oh, okay. What was the best job when you were put on a specific job? What was the best job as a tinner that you were okay with doing?
I was okay with all of it. I liked the job.
Do you have a happiest moment in the plant or a saddest moment?
Well, I had a good time all the time.
Did you? What'd you do to pass the time? to make it work.
Doing something, I don't know what. It was. I kept busy.
When they didn't need you to do tenor work, did you do government work for people on the line?
Once in a while, yeah. And then sometimes on weekend they didn't need all the tenor. They needed more help in the millwrights, so they'd go and help the millwrights.
What was the difference? Oh, they worked with thicker steel?
Yeah. They would conveyor chain, all that stuff, yeah.
So probably a little bit heavier work?
Oh, yeah. And greasier, or dear.
Did you ever participate in the plant vending of food? And like there were people that brought in burritos and... Yeah. You always, yeah, fine cook here, brought in your own food.
Yeah, make cinnamon rolls, sourdough. I usually take a couple trays of them and set them on the bench. Everybody helped themselves to them.
Do you know of anybody that was ever hurt in the plant?
Tenor got hurt here since I retired. Got his fingers in the brake, and the other guy shut the brake down on him.
Oh, what's a brake?
That's a brake is what bends the metal. Hydraulic brake. It just squeezes the stuff right out of his finger, you know.
Oh.
Really. Goofed him up.
Mm. What part of impact did the union have? Did you ever have to call your committee man, or did you ever attend union meetings?
I have. I had to call a committee man a few times. Usually got resolved.
What was a typical problem in the plant that you may have had to call your committee man about?
Well, up in Trim there, they put you on job where actually you had more seniority than somebody else, but they moved you and left him on the job, you know. But, get him back in the line.
And so that would be a typical reason you'd call the committee man?
Yeah.
Do you have any other family that works in the plant?
I got a daughter that works there.
You have a daughter?
Yeah. And a son-in-law, too.
And are either of those in the skilled trades arena?
No.
They work on the line?
Yeah. So son-in-law works up in paint, and Nancy works in trim.
Do you think that you were able to influence them getting hired in, or...?
Yeah, I know I was. Son-in-law, but my daughter I wanted.
So that was back when they hired family,
yeah.
Then. What is your most appreciated bargained benefit now that you're retired and have been for how many years?
16 years.
Is there a benefit that was bargained that you feel you appreciate more than others? Or?
Well, my pension and my benefits are health insurance.
Can you tell us what one of your best memories of Fisher Body is?
I don't know, I had a lot of them.
Nothing really stands out?
Nothing really stands out because I enjoy going to work. That's why I don't like retirement.
Oh, you wish you were still working.
Oh, yeah. I'd go back in a minute. I mean.
Jerry Smith, what do you think now that they're tearing down the plant? Have you seen...
I've seen some of it, yeah. Pretty sad, yeah.
Yeah. Did you think you'd ever see the day that they'd tear it down?
No, not really.
I know it's pretty sad for us that work there now, and the, even though we're going into a new plant, it's still, I never thought they'd tear the building down, so, but, yeah, it's sad.
See that shipping building, it just fell down.
Yeah.
I put ductwork up in that, clearing up the ceiling, you know, but always up there.
Well, Lloyd, I'd like to thank you so much for this interview. Is there anything you'd like to share with us that we didn't ask you about, or?
Well, I really can't think of anything.
Okay. Well, I thank you for your time.
You're welcome.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
Yeah.